You are listening to the YLM Sermon of the Week podcast with Apostle Mamie S. Tolbert. Be blessed and refreshed by this relevant word from the Lord.
Oh, come on, let's give God praise. Anybody bold enough to take back what the enemy stole? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To him be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is so faithful. Were you blessed by the gifts? Amen. The praise team, God really anointed and used them today to minister in song. And then Sister Victoria Edwards, amen. You could tell she was born to dance for the Lord. Amen. And then Sister Bashira Foy, as she just ministered today. We honor the Lord in this place, and we thank God. We don't take it for granted as we're standing before you on today. We count it an honor and a privilege. And we honor God not just with words from our mouth, but with our life. Amen. Amen. We thank and we praise God. We honor Pastor Steve Tolbert. Amen. And his beautiful wife, my daughter, Sister Melissa. Amen. Did a phenomenal job today presiding. Amen. We thank and we praise God for Apostle Dr. Willie Tolbert. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Regina Gaynor. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our associate pastors, associate ministers, our deacons, our mothers, and to every one of you in your respective places, even to our musicians. Amen. Amen. We salute you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am full. Listen, this weekend, oh my God, still feasting off of yesterday, how God moved in the place. He shook, he did some things. Amen. Amen. I'm sure there were some that received their breakthrough even on yesterday. How many know it doesn't make sense to have a conference just to have a conference? Even as we were fasting and praying for the conference, I asked God for souls to be one to the kingdom. And when we come together, I ask God to have his way and to move like he want to move. Amen. How many know there's some folk that need breakthrough? Somebody need healing. Amen. Somebody need deliverance. And then there's some that need salvation who might not have yet surrendered unto the Lord. And so how many know it's about the souls for the kingdom? We thank God for Minister Nicole Edwards, for Sister Simone Harley, and for those that helped them and worked with them, but those two have spearheaded everything throughout this year for the Naomi Roof Connection Fellowship, which is our women's ministry at Yes Lord Ministries. I told someone yesterday, I said, now the Lord gave me the vision for the women's ministry, Pastor Regina, back in 97, 98. And we've been doing the conference ever since. This is the first year I haven't had to do anything. Anybody hearing me? Oh, you don't take that for granted. And I said to them, I said, listen, if it has to look like it's about me, I'm not doing my job. I'm supposed to train, equip, and release. Is anybody hearing me? I saw the gifts. I knew they were in you. Amen. So that means I don't have to do everything. And guess what? It's not all about me. It's all about him. Amen. And so we thank God they have done a phenomenal job throughout the year. Pastor Regina, I told them, I said, you don't have to do it exactly like me and like I did it. Do it the way the Lord gives it to you to do it. Let God use you the way he uses you. And not only that, if you do it better, I ain't gonna be mad at you. Because that means I did my job. And that's what we're looking for it to go high. It's already started going higher. And it's even better. Amen. And so get your Bibles, if you will. Turn to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Yesterday, if they didn't preach the message that the Lord had given me over and over and over in the workshops and the different things, and every scripture, amen. I said, God, what am I going to say tomorrow? Amen. God said, you're going to say what I tell you to say. Amen. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. Now, those of you who know me know that I study from King James Version, but I also use other versions. King James is my backup version. Amen. Because some other versions kind of interesting. Amen. And so we're going to read, though, from the English Standard Version this morning. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. If you have it, say, I've got the word. Regardless to what version you have, we're still on the same block. Amen? Read. I should say I'm going to read. Amen. We thank God for all those that are on the live stream this morning. We salute you and we honor you. Amen. Don't you wish you were here? See that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken. That is, things that have been made in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. This is the word of the Lord, and God's word is already blessed. I want to talk to you from this subject, access to the unshaken kingdom. Access to the unshaken kingdom. I want you to agree with me on several things. First of all, that God himself will be honored, pleased, and glorified. That you, the people, will be encouraged, empowered, reminded, and edified. And that the devil would be disappointed and horrified. Can you lift your hands and say with me, Lord, as your servant has decreed and declared, be it so in your name. Now come on and let's bless God. I like to praise God in advance. I like to give God glory in advance. And so the theme of the conference is unshaken. And so over the weekend, we have heard the scriptures, the theme scripture and other scriptures being read. The theme scripture is Psalm 16 and 8. And it says, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. How many of you realize and understand that we live in a world that is being shook up? Topsy-turvy. Chaotic, all kinds of stuff happening. And so we're in a world where there's a whole lot of mess going on. But we've got to be in this world and make sure that we are unshaken by the situations, by the circumstances, by the activities, by the things that are going on in this world. Do you know and do you understand that we as God's people, our conversations need to be different than the world's conversations? How we respond ought to be different than the way the world responds. Now, listen, here's the thing. We're not in denial. We know what's going on. And we know what we know. But how many know our response, our reaction ought to be different? Somebody need to ask me why. It goes back to relationship with God. Check your relationship. Check your connection. Because the reality is that God already told us in his word what was going to happen. Before all this other stuff going on, and I'm not even going to call no names because I'm not giving glory to nobody but God. So y'all with me. Amen. Y'all with me. I exercised my right this week. Y'all with me. And the reality is that when you look at the choices, it's like you have no choice. Not any choice that you would be all right with. Because as people of God, our choice is whoever aligns with God. Whoever honors God. And all too often what we find is we find a bunch of superficial stuff in the people. And yet, we've got to make a decision to vote for the lesser of the evils. Anybody hear me? That's why when I hear that there's a servant of God that is campaigning for a now I'm not political by any stretch of the imagination, but when I hear that there's a servant, I'm talking about a true servant of God who loves God, who's living holy, who's walking upright, who's being the right example. When I hear that they're campaigning for some type of position out there, I cover them in prayer. Because guess what? God needs to be represented everywhere. There are some people that say, oh, they shouldn't do that. They need to focus on just, but listen, if we focus on everybody in the church, who we gonna save? Who we gonna get saved? We gotta reach outside of the walls of the church. Because all the lights are shining in here. But God wants to use us out there to bring them in. Oh, somebody need to hear me. And so that means not compromising, because you got to do it and make sure you lift that standard up for the Lord. And you got to do it in love. And you got to do it in a way where they know what you stand for. And they know you're not compromising. Amen? And so that's the world we're in right now. We're in a world where stuff is happening. We're in a world right now where we are and have experienced some things personally. Anybody experienced anything? Anybody ever been hurt? Hurt, and then they go out and they say, they call it church hurt. Church ain't hurt you, the people did it. God didn't hurt you. Jesus didn't hurt you. The people did. But where is it that lets us know that we've got to move past that? And we got to forgive and walk in forgiveness. Somebody help me here. Because how many know? It's easier said than done depending on the situation and the circumstance. Will you be real with me and admit that? Because there are many times we say that. We say, you got to forgive and move on. But how many know? Sometimes it's not so easy. Anybody ever been like me? I was in a dark place several years ago. And I was being attacked. Now, how many know that the enemy will attack because of the anointing that's on your life? I'm trying to tell y'all something out there with your anointed selves. When you start going through stuff, you're not going through it for nothing. Amen. And so I was in a dark place. And the enemy was doing everything he could to distract me from the assignment that God had given. How many know God has given all of us an assignment? And so the enemy was doing everything. And God began to deal with me. How many know God will deal with you? I'm talking about being unshaken and having access to the unshaken kingdom. And God began to deal with me about me. Forget about the fact that some stuff had been done that I didn't deserve. Anybody ever been there? I didn't do nothing. I'm just trying to do right. I didn't deserve it, but it happened. What you gonna do about it? You gonna be mad at everybody? You gonna focus on that for the rest of your life and miss fulfilling the purpose, the plan, and the destiny that God has for your life? Somebody say it's a trick of the devil. It's a trick of the enemy to get us off focus, to make sure that we get all in our head. How many folk know some of us overthink things anyway? Now we all up in our head messing with that, and the enemy is standing back watching his trick work. But God said to me, he said, come to me and lay on your face right now because I need to deal with you. And I went and I laid on my face before the Lord. And I was honest. God, I didn't deserve it and I don't want to forgive him. Will anybody be honest? Huh? Saved, loved the Lord, filled with the Holy Ghost, but felt it just hurt. Anybody's heart ever been broken? Felt like somebody cut you open in your heart? And I was honest with God. I said, God, I know I'm supposed to, but I don't want you. I want you to get them first. Let them experience something so they know the consequences. Didn't your word say, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm? Huh? Putting God's word back to him in the wrong way. Do something so they realize there's consequences if they mess with me. God said, yeah, I need to work on you. Come here now. And God began to deliver me and to purge me from that stuff. Then God said to me, now I want you to pray for them. What? I'm just getting over feeling a certain kind of way when I see him. God said, now I want you to pray for them. God said, there's some things I want to do in their lives, and I want you to pray for them. And I said, God, you got to help me with that. And God said to me, he said, don't pray nothing bad. Don't tell me to get them, because I already read your thoughts. Pray my will for their lives. And God said, and you're going to pray every day for them until the love flows. Sincere love. Can I tell you I got delivered? Even when I think of them now, it's fine. That feeling, that some kind of way feeling, Minister Harley, I don't even get it anymore. How many know it's because I realized I had access to something that God gives access to his chosen people, his special people, his people. And in order for me to gain access to it, my life had to be right with him. my relationship. How many know you can't be inconsistent in your relationship with God? You can't be inconsistent. 49 years ago, I met a man. And over the time, a little bit before the 49 years, we got to know each other. I finally got some sense and got saved. And this man of God, who always loved God, proposed and asked me to marry him. And I had sense enough to say yes. Could you imagine if we, when we started the relationship, if I had been inconsistent with him after we got married? Okay, we married, but I'm just going to let you know it's going to be like this. And I might not have time for you all the time because I got this going on. And my family, you know, I got other family and they need me. Come on, don't we use this with God? So I'm not going to be able to be with you like I need to be with you. Do you think we would have made 49 years? Being inconsistent. I can't pray for you right now. Sometimes I'll pray for you, sometimes I won't. Sometimes I might not feel like talking to you or communicating. And so if I don't, you just have to wait until I get ready, until I feel like it. Or until I feel like I need you. How many of us do God like that? God is waiting with open arms. God has shown unconditional love. God has forgiven us. God has given us grace and mercy. God has given us and made it known to us that he will go before us. He'll make crooked places straight. He has already let us know that there are benefits to being in relationship with him. And here's the thing. There are things we need to do to cultivate and strengthen that relationship with God. We need to study the word of God. We need to talk to God every day. How many talk to God every day? When I wake up in the morning, I'm talking to God. Can I be honest with you? In my sleep, I'm talking to God. Sometimes I wake myself up, Pastor Hector, speaking in tongues. This week it happened. I woke up, my hand was all bullshit. I looked around, I laid down and went back to sleep. Every day we ought to talk to God. Throughout the day we ought to commune with God. Come on here now. Before we lay our head down at night, we need to talk to God. Anybody hearing me? Because you need to understand, there are assignments, demonic assignments, to keep us from accessing this unshakable kingdom. And so, as I move along, you need to understand that Jesus Christ is our anchor. He is our rock and he is our anchor. Isn't that awesome? He is the rock of our salvation. I looked at it the other day. I was studying and I looked at the tree roots and I said to God, is there ever a time that the roots of a tree wrap around the rock? And then I said, what kind of trees? Because God said, not all trees. What kind of trees? And I looked out the window at the oak tree and I found out it even happens with the fig tree. But not all trees, because some trees have shallow roots. How many know you don't want your roots to be shallow? Scripture says that we must be rooted. Oh, somebody need to hear me. We need to be rooted in the Lord. And as we are rooted, grounded in his word, but rooted in him, which means that we are wrapped up in him, that our relationship, here's the thing, because of my relationship with the Lord, I live differently than I did when I didn't have relationship with the Lord. Before I got married, I lived like a single woman. After I got married, I could no longer act like a single woman. My behavior changed. What does that mean? When God's made a pass at me, I said, I'm married. I didn't say, oh, I'm so flattered. I'm married. No matter what they said, I'm married. You saw this, didn't you? I'm married. My behavior is different now. I live differently. I don't live like I'm single. Huh? I don't live like I'm looking around. Y'all will get that down the highway. Huh? And with God, with my relationship, I live differently. With my relationship with God, I don't make decisions without consulting him. The worst thing that you can do is make a decision without consulting God and get yourself in trouble. Then you're trying to figure out, how did I get in it and how do I get out? Because God never told you, because you never asked him. You never consulted him. It's like some of us, when we're looking around and we want to get married, and we just entice women with breath and britches. Men, the shape does it. If they smell good, if they pretty. But God is saying, it needs to be more than, can they cover you in prayer? Huh? When you're under attack, will they break the night in war over you? Huh? Will they turn their plate down and fast and pray? Because they know you're under attack. Huh? Will they walk with you in this holy walk, this Christian walk? Will they be a team with you? Will they encourage you to get closer to the Lord instead of trying to distract you and pull you away from the Lord? Because see, the enemy is jealous of our relationship with the Lord. And so anybody that the enemy is in is going to try to pull you away. You ain't got to go to church like that. Why are you going to church? You ain't got to go every Sunday. You ain't got to. Why are you reading the Bible now? Come on, let's watch this movie together. There's a movie on Netflix. Remember, we said we wanted to see it. Put the Bible down. And so, access to the kingdom. Understand and listen to this. Access to the kingdom will give you stability. Access to the kingdom will give you a firm foundation. Access to the kingdom will give you hope. Access to the kingdom will give you a place of refuge. Isn't he our shelter in a time of storm? The Bible says he is our fortress. Come on here now. The Bible says, we sing this song all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. You know that scripture. You do know that, don't you? So we sing it. We quote it, but are we living it? Do we realize and understand that he's the one that we can run to? Psalm 91, he who dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's the one that I run to. And here's the thing, no matter who walks away from you, you will not be shaken. When your relationship with God is firm, is solid, when it is secure, when it is strong, you will not crack up. You will not flip out. away from you. Relationship with God means I've fallen in love with God. I have fallen in love with him. So much so, until no matter who else can stand me, who else thinks I'm worthy, who else, I know I'm worthy. I know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I know I'm his anointed one because I've fallen in love with him. I've fallen in love with him. And so Hebrews 12, because I got to close, but I got to let you know why I read that passage of scripture. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29 is a warning to not reject God's word. God gives us and he sends his word to us. When we open the word of God, we open the Bible, he speaks to us out of his word. How many of you know there are people who function off of prophetic words? But here's the funny thing. God has already spoken to you. Directly to you. What are you looking for? Oh, I'm just seeking confirmation. So when God spoke, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that he spoke directly to you. It wasn't enough that he loved you enough to speak directly to you. It wasn't enough that he cherished you enough to warn you, to set the alarms off, and you ignored them and overruled them. And so don't reject the warning of the Lord from his word, which has eternal consequences. When you ignore God, and listen, coming to church, it's not enough. It's got to go. What are you doing after you leave here? What do we do down through the week? Are we cultivating our relationship with God? Are we communicating with God? Are we in communion with him? Down through the week, do we make time to worship him? Do we need Brother Larry on the keyboard? We got to hear the worship music. Brother Benjamin on the drum. Do we need to have the music? One day I was in the room and I was talking to the Lord. I heard music in the air. I just began to worship him. Will we worship him without all of the trappings? Huh? The familiar things. The things that we, do we have to have this and that? Or will we simply worship? Huh? He's worthy of our praise, but he's worthy of our worship. Praise, we praise him because he's done something for us. Oh, come on and give God praise. This woman of God that was dancing after praise and worship was in the emergency room Thursday night. That's why she was praising God, because she was in the emergency room. And she said, the Daughters of Destiny conference coming up. I ain't going to be up in no hospital. I'm going to be at the conference. She spoke it out of her mouth. Why? Because death and life are in the power of the... Somebody say it with me. There's power in our words. And she said, I ain't about to be up in no hospital. They did the CAT scan. They did the test. And she was still saying, I'm going to be at the conference. This weekend, yesterday, where was she? At the conference. This morning, she up helping with praise and worship. I believe she had a right to praise God. Because God is the one that brought her out. Oh, somebody need to hear me up in the air. And so, the passage of scripture I read in Hebrews 12, it notes that if people did not escape when they refused God's voice on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him from heaven. Here's the thing. It speaks of a future ultimate shaking of heaven and earth. Do you know? Do you know that even at that time, if you are wrapped up in God, even with the shaking that God has, there are times God has to do a shaking. The shaking is like a sifting. It separates the good from the bad. The stuff that you need from the stuff that you have allowed to infiltrate you. God put gifts in us. He created us. He made our bodies. He knew all about it. As we live our life, sometimes we open portals. We open ourselves up to some stuff. And so there are times God has to do a shaking. To shake loose that would hinder your growth in God. To shake loose that would prevent you from moving forward. To shake loose that will interrupt the purpose, the plan, the destiny that God has for your life. Somebody needs to say yes. To go. Understand this, that even as I looked at that scripture, the verses before that, y'all need to read the whole 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, because as much as he gave the warning, understand, he said at the time, he said, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that cannot. Hallelujah. It enters and indicates the removal and separation of those things that need to be shaken. Things that don't need to be shaken. And then in verse 27 it says, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful. You need to be grateful because you got access. Let us worship. You need to worship because you got access. Let us give God the praise. We need to praise the name of the Lord. Don't wait till it's worked out. Start dancing and giving God praise before it's worked out. I like to dance in advance. Because when I dance in advance, that tells the devil, I know what you're trying to do, but I trust God because he's giving me access to the kingdom things. Our God is
fire.
He'll burn away the dross. He'll burn away the worthless stuff. He'll burn away the stuff that keeps us from shining bright. He'll burn away the stuff that will hinder us. Stinking thinking. Sometimes the way we think, God's got to change our thinking so that we look at it through God's lens instead of our lens. How many know sometimes your perspective and your vision can be distorted? But I heard the Lord say, I'm taking care of everything. If you trust me, I'll give you access to my unshaken kingdom.
Oh my God, it was such a phenomenal service today. And we just, the word was amazing.
Were you blessed? Listen, if you were blessed, don't forget to join us again. And listen, don't join us by yourself. Make sure that you invite somebody to join us with
you. Yes, you don't want your family or friends to say, you went to Yes Lord Ministries? Oh my God, you got to be here. See you next time.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye.
Stay connected and grow in your faith with our mobile app. It's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store today. Join us for weekly services at 11:30 each Sunday morning. Our location is 225 North 8th Street in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Every Wednesday morning from 5:30 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. join us for corporate prayer. Our call-in number is 716-427-1096 and the access code is 172268#. Every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, join us for our midweek Bible encounter. We're currently in the midst of our In Christ for the World Bible study series. In Christ for the World is a 15-week journey through Ephesians that helps you root your identity in Christ and practice a Jesus-shaped life in the real world. Partner with YLM financially using the following methods. The YLM mobile app. Text GIVE to 1-844-948-3895. Cash App $ Yes Lord M. On GiveLify, search for Yes Lord Ministries in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Our website. Visit www.ylmconnect.org and click Donate. Mail checks and money orders to Yes Lord Ministries, Post Office Box 425, Union, New Jersey 07083.
On behalf of myself, Pastor Steve Talbert, our overseers, Apostle Willie Talbert and Apostle Mamie Talbert, and the entire Yes Lord Ministry Church family, I want to thank you for joining us and say welcome home.